explained before the work of the shluchim, that when one asks about the difficulties and the hardships that he has in his shlichus, this is the shluchim which are in faraway places, not in the environment of Torah and mitzvahs, not in the environment of kedusha, and similarly also every Jew who has his shlichus, wherever he may be, his shlichus here in Zman HaGolus, can also have these questions of how can he overcome the difficulties and hardships which he encounters. The answer is that the greater the difficulties and hardships that a person has, the greater heights he can reach, because he has a greater Nesinus Keiach Mamayla. As we see, what the Ramban explains, how come Shevet Levi was smaller in number than all the other Shvatim, because they weren't persecuted and oppressed with the Shibud of Mitzrayim. So they multiplied, their numbers grew in a natural pattern. But those Jews that were oppressed and persecuted, their numbers grew in a supernatural way. Hashem gave them a special Nesinus Keiach. So in connection with this, it should be added, Shegam ha-nesinas keach la-aveda b'simcha v'tub levov limres ha-kushi v'atzar chulu hi al-yedei chukas ha-teira, should be added that the nesinas keach, the empowerment to serve God with joy and a glad heart, notwithstanding the difficulties that a person encounters along the way, this is through chukas ha-teira, through the mitzvahs which are called chukim. To serve God with joy and a glad heart when you're having difficulties and hardships, it's a paradox. It's two extremes, it's two opposites. And you're bringing two opposites together. On the one hand, you're having hardships and difficulties. On the other hand, you're happy. You have a glad heart. Why is a person able to act this way? Being Gavon Mikivosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hu Nimna HaNimnoitz, being that to Hashem there is nothing impossible, the whole concept of impossible is totally irrelevant by Hashem. V'chein Teveyim Yehudi, that is why he demands of a Jew La'achash Neisim Lekeah, after he gives him the power, he demands of a Jew, Shigam Avedasati Yibayefin Shal Chibur HaPachim, that also the Jew should do his Aveda by bringing together two extremes. Bekeach HaTeira Sheyesh B'Chibur HaPachim Kemudgish Ba'arin, that he does this with the power of the Teira, which Teira also brings together two opposites, as is emphasized by the Arin, the holy ark in the Mishkan, Shebeinimtzayim haluchis, wherein the luchis were placed. The luchis are asiyas achkukas ha-teira. The luchis are not written as ink on parchment, but the luchis have their letters engraved. And chkike, that is the idea of chukas ha-teira, the laws which are called chukim. So the Arin in which the luchas were placed is Makim Ha'arin Einim Min Amidah. The Gemara says in Yume Daf Chaf Aleph that the space that the Arin took up in the Kachi Kadashim is Einim Min Amidah, was immeasurable. You couldn't measure it. Which means the Arin itself was Amasayim Vechetzi. It was 2.5 Amma its length, and 1.5 amma its width. However, when you measured from one wall until the Arin, and from the other wall until the Arin, you got the full measurement of the space, which was the Kachi Kadashim. It was 10 amma. Or in the base of Migdash, it was 20 amma. So that was totally supernatural, because the Ori, where the luchas were, is something which is higher than Teva, so it's Nimna HaNimnoitz. The impossible there was not impossible. Claim as this means, Im heyesha aron tzarachli is mother the mugbal dafkin, although the aron had a specific measurement, amasayim v'chatzi arkei v'ame v'chatzi rachbei, it was 2.5 ame its length, and 1.5 ame its width, mikol mekim, however, mokim aron enim in amida, the space that the aron took up was not measured, was not able to be measured, that it did not take up any space when you measured from one wall until the aron and from the other wall until the aron. This is emphasized by the aron, and similarly is also by Teira in general. Although the number of letters in a Sefer Teira is very precise, very exact, it can be more and it can be less. Nevertheless, it is, as the Pasuk says, longer than the measurement of the earth, it is wider than the oceans, is infinite. The Sikh will be continued in the next Shir, Yemir Tzah Hashem.